Hey there, I'm Melissa Moss, a certified financial planner and your host for the Truly Rich Life Project. Now, this is a podcast about the real currency of life, connection, creativity, contribution, and yes, sometimes cash. And today I actually want to talk about cash. And I'd like to tell you a little story. I've changed names of my clients for privacy purposes, but I want to tell you a little bit about how I help people come up with their, I'm going to say magic number, the number they need in order to quit working for good and sustain on their investments and retirement income for life. Now, investments aren't necessarily the only retirement income somebody will have. But they can be a large portion of that. Now, everyone's situation will be a little bit different because we, some people have pensions, some people don't. There could be inheritance, part-time jobs, spousal retirement income, social security income, annuities, you know, things like that. So income can come from a variety of places, maybe even real estate rental income. Let's say you own some rental properties. So let me tell you about some clients. I'm calling them Ross and Rachel. They are both 57 and they have three sons aged 35, 33, and 31. They want to retire in 10 years when they reach full retirement age so that they can access their full Social Security benefit without taking a discount on the amount they receive each month. And they want a comfortable retirement and to be able to go out with friends on the weekends, vacation a few times a year, and if possible, leave legacies to their sons. They've worked for decades, saved and invested. They need to know at what point might it be safe and comfortable to take the leap to not working anymore. They have a primary home that's almost paid off and a golden retriever puppy. Now, Ross thinks Rachel is crazy for this. And as somebody who's had a golden retriever puppy, I might agree. love him though. Puppy stage is just, it's a challenge. So I start by working with Ross and Rachel to estimate what their monthly expenses will be in those first 12 months of retirement. We just look at maybe what are their expenses now and if their home will be paid off in 10 years, maybe we take the mortgage payment out of the situation, for example. We don't need to know the exact details, like how much Georgia Power will be charging us in 10 years. We can just estimate based on what things are today. Even though Georgia Power has a history of raising rates, that will get us close enough for this calculation. So with that worked up budget of estimated monthly expenses for those first 12 months of retirement, we'll then account for expected income from all of the places that they are going to expect income, including Social Security, pension income, rental income, or whatever. And so this is something you can do as well if you're curious how to get to your number. And so from these numbers, I can know how much they will need to withdraw from investments to sustain their lifestyle. For Ross and Rachel, if they retired today, they would need to fill in about $50,000 from their investments in the next 12 months to add to their other sources of income to sustain their lifestyle. But they are not retiring today, and they plan to retire in 10 years. And that's because they'll get their Social Security benefit at that at 67. They're planning to take it at 67 because, as I said, they will not be taking a discount on the monthly amount at that point. A lot of people wait until 70, which you can get a little bit more for the balance of your life every month if you wait until age 70 to start taking your benefit. And since they would need $50,000 this year, we need to adjust that for inflation because $50,000 this year will not go as far as it will go farther than $50,000 in 10 years. So we need to figure out what that number in 10 years will be. I use 3% inflation to calculate this. Sometimes inflation has been running hotter than that lately, but 3% has been about the 100 years average. And so that's what we'll use in our calculation here. So with that, we are finding out that in 10 years, they would need $67,000 to cover what $50,000 would cover today. So the next step is to figure out how much they'd actually need to withdraw from their account in order to net $67,000 spendable dollars. Because as we all know, the IRS wants to be sure that they get their cut. And unless this is coming from a Roth account, we need to account for that income tax bill. And so we're going to guesstimate on this in just this first pass through. We can get a little more specific in future planning steps, but I'm just going to guesstimate that their income tax rate in retirement of that first year will be about 30%. In order for them to net those $67,000 spendable dollars in 10 years, they'll need to withdraw and pay taxes on just less than $100,000. So for someone needing $50,000 in income today to cover their living expenses over the next year, that translates to a pre-tax withdrawal 10 years from now of about $100,000, maybe a little bit less, but to keep the math easy, we'll stick with $100,000. Now, Ross and Rachel have done the hard work with me, and I've gotten the number they'll most probably need to withdraw pre-tax in their first year of retirement. And that gives us enough information to figure out what amount of investments will support that withdrawal over their 30-year retirement life expectancy. And the formula I usually recommend for the first year is 4.5%. And every year after, they give themselves a 3% raise to offset inflation. And that's the formula I'd apply after setting aside 2 years of living expenses in a money market fund or cash equivalents, so that Ross and Rachel could sleep at night when the market is doing whatever the market is doing. And even in a bear market or in volatility, which we've gotten to see lately what that looks like. And so that is helpful. Okay, so if their targeted withdrawal is of $100,000 is about the math on that, they would need about $2.2 million to start withdrawing that $100,000. But we're going to add those 2 years of reserves of $200,000. So all in all, their magic number for their retirement number will be $2.4 million in investments to take the leap and feel confident that they can sustain their lifestyle throughout retirement. And that's the dollar amount that they will have to have accumulated in 10 years to retire and again, sustain their lifestyle. Now, when that happy day comes and they're ready to retire with, you know, they see that investments have met that amount, we'll sit down and have another meeting. We'll talk, you know, what big expenses do they see on the horizon? Anything outside of that first year retirement budget, or has the retirement budget changed? But we'll look, you know, if something big is coming up, like do they need a new car? Do they have a daughter getting married? What are those large known capital expenditures that we need to plan for in the first 5 years of retirement? And so, for example, if their daughter is getting married next June, I would recommend them buying a high-quality bond, a bank CD, or something that matures so that the cash is available exactly when they need it, because it just has, that money has to be there. And we don't want them telling their daughter that they can't actually pay the band. So from that point, we'll set aside those 2 years of living expenses in cash and cash equivalents with the balance invested in a broadly diversified portfolio. And they can begin withdrawing at that assumed rate of 4.5% that first year. So in the second year, we take that initial dollar amount from year one and increase it by 3%. So that initial $100,000 withdrawal for Ross and Rachel's first year of retirement would increase to $103,000 in year two, then $106,090 in year three, and so on. And of course, we have their 2 years in cash and cash equivalents, plus any cash they need for those large known capital expenditures. Now, in the long run, the withdrawals would be compounding at 3%, while the balance of the portfolio would be compounding, you know, at market rates, which historically have been about 10%, but past performance does not guarantee future performance. But this is all part of the retirement income planning that I go through with my clients who have retirement on the horizon and who want to know what their number needs to be. And sometimes, you know, clients come to me a little younger wanting to make plans for this. Sometimes it's people who are right upon the cusp of retirement. Any time is a good time to really consider this and see where are you and where do you want to be so that you could sustain the lifestyle you truly desire or clients truly desire when that time comes. So a lot of it really is helpful to know what number you're actually working towards and what supports this. Now, I gave an example of needing $50,000, and that is, you know, some people need more than $50,000 to live on. And what you didn't hear in that example, though, is that that's all they're living on. Maybe they have pension income. Maybe they have real estate rental income. We didn't actually talk about what their annual cash flow is, just what they would need from their investments. So if you're someone thinking, oh my gosh, I'll never retire, well, this is a great opportunity to sit down with somebody and brainstorm how can it work? You know, will it be that we need to come up with a plan to accumulate and invest money so that a nest egg can grow and support a lifestyle in retirement or a work optional life? Or, you know, what are the options when it comes to that? So it's never too early to start thinking about it. And if you need to make up a little bit of a difference, let's talk about it. Let's see how can we make your circumstances work out a little bit more in your favor. Maybe that's a part-time job. Maybe you have always wanted to be a florist, and retirement might afford you that opportunity, and you can use that extra spending or that extra income as helping to fill the gap in retirement if that's part of what would be suitable for your plan. So it's never too early to start thinking about this. It's always helpful to have an idea of what goal could possibly be helpful for that. And so if you have any questions around what your retirement number might be, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am happy to chat. You can go to melissamoss.co. My website is there. Or email me, melissa@melissamoss.co is my email address. And we can put something on the calendar. And I'm pretty sure I have a calendar link somewhere on my website, so you can also just pick a time and we can chat. I would love to help you out. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to let me know. I hope you have a great day. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Truly Rich Life Project. I hope this conversation sparked something meaningful for you, whether it was a new idea, a deeper reflection, or just a quiet moment to feel connected to what really matters. If you enjoyed the show, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a moment to leave a review. Your words help more people discover stories that inspire, and they mean the world to me personally. Make sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I've got more incredible conversations coming your way about building a rich life in purpose, connection, and possibility. Want to go deeper? Sign up for my newsletter at melissamoss.co/newsletter. That's where I share behind the scenes thoughts, intentional money tips, and first access to special events and workshops designed to support your version of a truly rich life. And if there's someone in your world who's building a beautiful life, maybe a parent, a business owner, a legacy maker, send them this episode. Sharing something meaningful is a rich act in itself. Until next time, this is Melissa Moss, reminding you that the richest lives are built on more than money, and you deserve a life that feels as good as it looks. Melissa Moss is a registered representative with and securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.